This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Eastern Michigan University began its fall classes Monday, but did so entirely online. The school put off dormitory move-in and in-person instruction until at least September 21st, citing concerns for a potential outbreak of COVID-19. Part of that decision based on an outbreak at Central Michigan University. There are now 178 cases reported at CMU, and that's brought about a student-led petition drive and movement to have CMU move all instruction online. The University of Michigan, it began its classes Monday as well, and the U of M is providing a mix of online and in-person instruction. Even before classes started, there were at least two confirmed COVID-19 cases reported in the West Quad dorms. Where are we now? Where are we headed? Well, joining me this morning is Susan Cerniglia. Susan serves as Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you for being our source again today. I appreciate it.
Sure. Happy to be here. Thank you.
How is the health department working with the University of Michigan to monitor, test, and trace and assess the overall health of the campus population?
Well, there's a lot of different ways that we're working with them at this point. The primary one is really about that contact tracing case investigation piece. I think we all know the university in and of itself has a medical institution and testing capacity. And what happens from there is positive results are reported to us at the health department. And for many infectious diseases, we've had an ongoing relationship with the university. When students are diagnosed with an illness, we work very closely with their staff to contact student faculty or anyone associated when there is a disease of concern. So in many ways, COVID is no different. But of course, it's much broader scale, much higher level concern than many of the illnesses that we work with. So we are very focused right now on making sure that there is enough capacity and expanded capacity on the university side to really deal with potential increases in student cases. And we will continue to work with them on that process.
You know, I mentioned there were two confirmed cases noted in West Quad last week. Have there been more since?
The university itself has a dashboard that they're keeping. And it sounds like as of yesterday, they reported 5 student cases and 7 employees posted in the last 2 days. So they are keeping that information very up to date for their campus area. But it's important to note too that that's really, you know, a dashboard. It's not meant to be like rapid notification or alerts. That's really the process, that contact tracing process, that to reach out to people directly that are impacted.
I know all involved have looked at what's going on at the University of Iowa, the University of Alabama, and so it's literally hundreds upon hundreds, in some cases thousands of cases. And I know nobody wants that to happen here. With that in mind, though, have there been discussions about what number of cases it would take for a decision to be made to halt in-person instruction for a period of time at the U of M?
Not so much in terms of numbers at this point. Really, our discussions are about that capacity to make sure that we're following up on them appropriately, and that isolation and quarantine process is very, very important to reduce additional spread. So that's really where we're focused, on making sure that we can collectively, you know, handle that. If it gets to a point where, you know, we can't, then obviously the discussion needs to shift. And another piece of data that people are probably getting familiar with at this point too is that positivity rate. So that idea, like the percentage of folks that you're testing that are turning up positive, can also be an indicator of how widespread illness may be. So that's something else that will certainly be part of the discussion.
So when you're taking into consideration those figures, what kind of percentage are you looking at to feel most comfortable?
Well, right now, the campus is reporting a rate of about 1.3. And we, as a county, according to the state data, and it's important to kind of note that positivity rate comes from the state, mm-hmm. because we don't necessarily see all the negative tests. That positivity rate is under 2% for Washtenaw. It's at 1.8 right now. So it could be an indication of more widespread illness if we start to see that, you know, increase. We haven't really been seeing that, and that's good news. That means we're, you know, continuing to test more people, but not necessarily finding higher rates of positive.
We're talking with Susan Cernigli from the Washtenaw County Health Department on 89.1 WEMU. You know, over the weekend, the health department, in partnership with the state and the National Guard, offered a free pop-up testing event. What kind of turnout did you see?
We saw that was an event this weekend, and we held it, as you mentioned, in collaboration with the state and National Guard at our facility in Ypsilanti. And we had about 250, 300 people turn up for that. And that was really focused on our nonprofit public service type workers to make sure they were getting tested as well.
Do we have any results from those tests as of yet?
We do not have results yet, so those will probably take a few more days. But we did a number of testing events, smaller testing events last week, including one at a senior living situation where there had been some positive staff. And thankfully, we did not find positives in that situation. So again, that's some expanded testing and good news there. But we don't necessarily know the results from Saturday yet.
No, that is absolutely good news. But through the course of the pandemic, when we look at the senior living facilities, nursing homes, and assisted living areas in our county, they've been the center of outbreaks in other parts of the country. Is that true here as well?
It's certainly been a population of concern, and really any time we have what we call, which is not unrelated to the student population as well, right? Anytime we have what we call a congregate living situation where we have people that are residing in closer quarters with each other, there's a lot of concern of the spread of illness. And another factor that was really, really critical with our assisted living and nursing type facilities is in the beginning, they really weren't set up to have the type of infection control needed. So there wasn't adequate supplies of personal protective equipment. And that was a really, really big issue early on is getting those facilities equipped and set up to really provide the type of infection control needed. And there was a whole host of problems associated with
right.
that early on.
Now, do we feel comfortable with the level that situation has been remediated?
Yeah, fortunately, many things have improved. We've worked closely with a lot of our partners locally to make sure they had good plans in place, that they had the equipment that they needed. We do still see some occasional cases in those type of facilities, but nothing near what we were seeing early on. So again, that's good news and a good trend, and we continue to work with facilities like that to make sure that they can test regularly.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation continues with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cernigli. So much has been made about a potential second wave of COVID-19 as we go into fall and then into winter months. Is it the expectation, or at least part of the conversation, that we're going to see numbers as we did in March and April when it was at its peak?
You know, there's so many unknowns with this, and this is, you know, it's frustrating for people because they really want those nice, clear answers, and it's really challenging for us to provide.
We may be years away from clear answers.
Right, exactly. I think what we do know and that we have seen already is that as restrictions relax and things open up and people are in more contact with each other, we will see more cases. It's just kind of a matter of how well can we use those strategies we have in place, those non-pharmaceutical strategies that we know can reduce the spread, so our masking, our distance, our good hand cleaning. How effectively can we use those to keep the spread as low as possible and to prevent as many cases as possible? I mean, that's really the question. We know that we're going to see cases. Nothing's really changed about the virus circulating. Nothing's changed about treatment. So as we open things, we really have to be prepared for that. But the degree to which we see the cases is really dependent on how well we can manage that, how well we can manage the cases that come up, and how well we can work together to really prevent them from happening.
Well, speaking of preparations, flu season is approaching, and there are concerns hospitals and medical care facilities could be overwhelmed by the combination of flu and COVID-19. What discussions are taking place in the county about getting as many people with their flu shots as possible?
Yeah, certainly there's a lot of discussions about encouraging flu vaccine. I mean, that's something that we do every year because we do know that it can prevent, not necessarily prevent every mild case of flu or every case of flu, but prevent those severe cases and those deaths. So certainly there's going to be a lot of push this year. We're looking at strategies to make sure we can offer it to as many people as possible and prevent those cases, hopefully. But also to really be mindful that some of the things we have in place here in terms of the distancing and the masking are also likely to reduce the spread of flu. So hopefully we can keep those rates down by some of the things we're already doing and adding that flu vaccine in.
Well, you have to look pretty far for a silver lining, but that may be one, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Well, thank you so much for the time today, Susan. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That is Susan Cerniglia. She serves as Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. For more information on today's conversation, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.